Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Burgundy Blues. Welcome on in. Grab your popcorn. Grab your drinks. Grab your wives. It's your host, Scary Harry, here with my esteemed guest, the founder of the podcast, Mackenzie, and your champion, Colt Dog. How we doing tonight, fellas?
We got number one and number two here.
Number one and number two.
Yep. So we are back for another year of fantasy football. We never had an outro episode last year, so here we are tonight.
But I was never served the justice that I deserved.
Here we are.
So it's become tradition to not have a final episode for like the past 4 years we've been doing a podcast.
Pretty much.
But so looking forward to this year, but let's talk about the past before we start talking about all the beers we're going to drink this in a few weekends, along with the terrible draft choices we're going to make. I have pulled up on stream here, and I don't know if y'all are on Sleeper, but I'm trying to get to last year's stats.
Yeah, I got it pulled up.
So if you just want to kind of hit how the season shook out, who played who, and we'll just start there.
Well, kind of, I guess, capping off the last podcast episode that we had Logan on. And I mean, I'm talking, this is like mid-December. So this is a good, 9 months ago. I had Logan on and talking about how he was the Diggy winner with his, I forgot who he played in. I think he might've played Diggins.
Somebody, I think so.
I'm trying to look through and pull up last year's stuff.
I had it, but it's all gone. So, here we go.
If I actually had Excel on my computer, I would just open up Logan's spreadsheets.
Yeah, he played Diggins and lost 101 to 118, and so that's what led Logan to being the Diggy recipient. And so most of that last episode was focused on talking about, you know, where he was going to put that thing, and you know, I don't know where it was going to live. And then mine and Colton's matchup, which talked about our confidence levels and not so confidence levels about things. I got destroyed. So,
and y'all played in the finals. Is that how it shook out?
Yeah.
Yep.
Alvin Kamara and Josh Allen had a collective of like 95 points between the two of them. Yeah. So
that was Kamara's 6-touchdown game. Was the way we ended the year?
Yeah. He. Let me see. I'll give you the exact numbers here. So, Kamara ended with 54 points, 22 carries, 155 yards, 6 touchdowns. 17 yards receiving, and also with Josh Allen's 40-point game, 4 touchdowns with also 4 carries, 320 yards. So that's why Colton won. Also,
that'll make things a lot easier. How are you looking at last year's stats? Is what I want to know.
Are you on the Sleeper? Let me pull up your stream here. So there's a little cog wheel right there. Yep, click that. It should say, it doesn't show up for you. So there's a tab there for me that says previous leagues, and I can look at.
I see previous leagues, and then you go to 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. It doesn't show up for Hayden for some reason.
Oh, shit.
Well, is there anything else you want covered on this, Hayden? Do you want to?
No, I guess we can leave it at that.
I don't know if we covered the final score of the game, but it was 169.5 to 121.52.
A lot to not a lot.
Yeah, you coasted into a pretty easy, pretty sweat free jacket there.
Slid right that dude. I ain't coasting into that jacket at any point in time. That jacket is not getting coasted into by me.
So I want to, one thing I wanted to talk about, I thought, is who you taking, if you got 1.1,
you can give me some trickery, or you can just be straight up. If you had the first pick, who are you taking, and who do you think it's going to be?
I think maybe a follow-up question would be, why would you not take Christian McCaffrey at 101?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think that's a lock. I think there's four people that are going to be the first four, and it's going to be Cook, Henry, Kamara, and McCaffrey. No particular order. Those four will guarantee to be gone 1 through 4.
I think I do. I think any one of those four can go at 1-1, and you will be okay. Like, I don't feel like someone taking Dalvin Cook over Christian McCaffrey is a bad move. Like, I really honestly don't. Or Alvin Kamara over Dalvin Cook or whatever.
So, who'd you say? McCaffrey, Cook, Kamara, and Henry?
Henry.
Yeah.
I think those will have to go. I think those two, if you want one of those players, you'll have to select in one of those spots.
See, I think I'd put Derrick Henry in the same area as Christian McCaffrey.
I don't know.
But I mean, up there, I'd say top four, but I don't see anyone taking Derrick Henry at 101.
Yeah, no, that is true. That more applies to what I said versus what Hayden said.
I might take Derrick Henry 101.
I mean, there's no, like, yeah, no harm, no foul in that.
The problem with McCaffrey is, and this is just strictly my opinion, I know he's had a long time to rehab. You worry about a guy coming back after an injury like that, and it's just it makes me really leery. And that's also why I don't care to take Saquon at all. Period. Like, point blank. Period. I don't want Saquon at all.
No, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't get drafted till second round.
Saquon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want him either. So
I mean, somebody will take a chance on him.
If there's 10 of us next Saturday that don't want Saquon, then he will go to the second round and somebody.
Oh, he's not making it past Forrest. Forrest will draft him.
I don't know. I have Derrick Henry stiff arms playing on the stream right now in the background. So.
Oh, you nice. Do?
Yeah.
You love to see it.
He's he's one of those backs that is like the length of time in running backs. How long has he been able to do what he does? I mean, his body helps him for sure because he's gigantic for a running back, but yeah. I mean, he just.
I think I talked to Colton about this. It's like every time he goes down, you just kind of like hold your breath, like, oh, yeah, shit. And then he just snaps back up. He's just a fucking man.
Has he ever had many injuries, though? Like,
No,
he's just a truck, dude.
He's tough, dude. He is built like a brick shithouse. I mean, it is what it is. I realize y'all probably see my screen just got massively bright thanks to Google, but Derrick Henry turned 27 years old this year.
That's nuts.
He's 6'3", and this is all listed as of Wikipedia here. 6'3", 238 pounds.
27 for a running back, though.
To still be, you know, super relevant.
Yeah, I would say that's like, pushing it.
I think this might be like his last year as a elite running back, which is sad because he's really only had like, what, 3 years of this absolute momentum that he's carried. Because, you know, Derrick Henry was not an all-star whenever he first came into the NFL.
Yeah.
And it's like all of a sudden he got his breakout chance and he started just absolutely steamrolling people. And it seems like the last 2-3 years – he's been absolutely fantastic, but yeah. I don't know how much longer he can keep that pace up at 27. 27's not old. We're all over 27 here, but there's no way in hell any of us are doing what he's doing.
No, absolutely not. So those four are locks. If you have any of those four guys, you're not worried about it. But if you get past, if you don't have one of the bell cows, that's not in a committee. Now this is a sore spot for Mr. Colonel Buckets, Logan Wells, for sure, is the committees. With every running back, it last year with Nick Chubb, I experienced it a lot. Nick Chubb would run that motherfucker 99 yards down the field, and here come Kareem Hunt's ass just sprinting across the field. He runs that bitch in, and there goes your points.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt's on my team.
So, I think just finding a running back's going to be at a premium this year.
Agreed. It's definitely going to be hard to find one to keep on your team and one that you're going to enjoy, you know, all years long of usability.
Yeah, I don't know that this is my actual strategy because I've just done hit or miss with a lot of different mocks, but I've done several mocks where I've gone triple running back just to kind of see, you know, what you can end up with because after that third round,
it falls off, dude. it's almost like there is non-existent. Like you're looking at committees after the third round.
I did a mock draft where I drafted one overall, and I drafted four running backs in a row, and my team was actually stacked after the draft was over. So
what kind of wide receivers did you end up there with starting?
I could go back and look at it if I maybe. Can you go back and look at your previous mock drafts?
Not unless you save it, I don't think.
You can.
Oh, you can? Okay.
So you're looking at guys like Robert Woods, Adam Thielen, Jamar Chase, Chris Godwin.
You might get lucky and catch a few rookies that have a lot of promise.
Oh, did you say four running backs or three?
Four running backs.
Never mind. Then now you're looking at OBJ, Debo, Brandon Cooks, Juju. Those are your starting wide receivers.
How do you go back and look?
Try to go like you're doing another mock draft.
Yeah. And then go to completed. There should be a completed tab up there at the top. It'll have in progress and completed. I do like that Sleeper saves mock drafts.
Popping up for me. Am I logged in?
Are you looking at this on mobile or are you looking at it on desktop?
On desktop?
I don't know, man. Sleeper doesn't like you today on desktop. I hope Antoine doesn't listen to this. It'll give him a lot of fuel.
Yeah. No, this is...
We will never... Especially if Antoine wins, God forbid, we will never get to use Sleeper again.
we'll be on Yahoo if Antoine wins. If AOL has a fantasy league,
yeah, freaking we'll be doing AOL fantasy league. Football league.
Okay. I give up, but I'm telling you, my team was not bad.
I think there's a little bit of lying going on here, personally.
No, if I can find evidence, I'll show it. But until then, you just have to believe me.
Who'd you take at your first pick? CMC?
Yeah.
Or did you take Derrick Henry?
No, I took CMC in that situation. And then I think what came back to me was like, I think I got Josh Jacobs and Chris Carson on the way back through. Maybe I was just mock drafting with some dumbasses, but it worked out good that time.
Maybe so.
But I think Luke was in there, so.
See, the thing is, though, that's not going to work against I know what draft you're talking about. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I've only done two, so.
I think that was like four drafts ago that we did that one. Let me look and see if this is it. My God, that is bright. But there's no way that something like that is going to work in our league. You're not gonna slide that past somebody.
I think it could happen.
You could probably get those players at back to back 2 and 3, Carson and Jacobs. I don't know. Maybe I can see.
Here it is right here. Okay. Hayden drafted CMC 1-1.
Yep.
He got Najee Harris at 2-10. He got Josh Jacobs at 3-1, and then he got David Montgomery at 4-10.
Wow.
See?
And then he had Chris Godwin, Tyler Lockett, Judge Judy, Jarvis Landry, Kenyon Drake, Hunter Henry, Michael Gallup, Mecole Hardman, Baker Mayfield, Sammy Watkins.
Tell me that ain't bad.
I don't know, man. I do like
you were in that draft because we was clowning about Sammy Watkins at the end.
Yeah, because
we was in Discord talking about that one.
That same draft, McKenzie took Derrick Henry, Antonio Gibson, Darren Waller, Chris Carson, David Moore, Deion Johnson. Who did I say? David Moore? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ Moore, sorry. Different deal there. Deion Johnson.
Deontay Johnson?
Yeah, there we go. That one works. Josh Herbert. Oh, you also got David.
Josh, you mean Justin Herbert?
Dude, get out of here. Johnson, Brown, Big Mike Williams, Corey Davis, Parker, Singletary, and then who was your quarterback? Or you didn't, your quarterback was Herbert. Steelers defense.
That's a good team.
That was the draft that I took Nick Chubb 1 and Kelsey with my second pick. That's what this one was. So I had Chubb, Kelsey, McLaurin, CeeDee Lamb, Cooper Kupp, Mark Andrews, Robinson, Daryl Henderson, rookie wide receiver from Philadelphia. Forgot what his name is. Tavius Murray, Waddell, Justin Fields. God took Justin Fields
so
in the 12th round.
How do you guys feel about that strategy and those three or maybe four tight ends that are going so high? I mean, I could honestly care less about talking draft strategy. Like, would you guys take Kelsey in like the 8th, 9th, 10th round?
After he shaved his beard? Absolutely not. No,
not Kelsey. In the 8th, 9th, 10th round?
I think he meant pick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, picks. Not round. Yeah, I would take Kelsey in the 8th or 10th round for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I don't know what you're trying to pull out here.
The first round, the 8th, 9th, or 10th.
As far as the 8th to 10th pick, I don't think that I would take Kelsey. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Specifically, if I was in the 8th position or 9th position. You know, 10, you can go back-to-back and you can still pull a normal first-rounder and then get Kelsey, whatever. But I don't know if I would take him as my first pick and then hope that someone else, like, for instance, Aaron Jones or Ezekiel Elliott would come back to me.
Because that's probably around where you're going to see, like, your Aaron Jones,
yeah,
Zeke, Saquon, Nick Chubb.
This draft that we did was actually really well balanced for the first round on what I think the first round is going to be. It had McCaffrey, Kamara, Cook, Henry, Barkley, Chubb, Tyreek Hill, which I don't know about Tyreek being at 7, but who knows, it may happen. Jonathan Taylor, Ezekiel Elliott, and then Aaron Jones at the 10th spot.
Tyreek Hill won't go any later than 11. He'll be picked 10 or 11 on that sweep.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll go past that.
What am I missing on Jonathan Taylor? What?
Probably the same thing I'm missing, because I don't see why he's so high. Like, I understand he's a beast, but I don't see why he is so high.
I mean, he had a great second half of last year. But is that not a running back? Is that not a committee backfield?
It is.
With, like, Nyheim Hines and even Marlon Mack, who was
Is Marlon Mack still there that he didn't get shipped off?
Maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I thought he was
still there. I didn't find out until yesterday that Hunter Henry no longer plays for the Chargers.
Yeah, he plays for the Patriots,
doesn't he? I did not even know that.
Isn't he a Patriot?
Yeah, he's Patriots.
Yeah.
Nope, Marlon Mack is still with the Colts.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's – I know he's good, but like sometimes I see him go like pick number 4. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
don't get me lying on nothing about that guy.
On Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I wouldn't take him in the first round.
A lot of people are. That's why I'm just trying to figure out like what.
Yeah, just trying to figure out why.
What do I not understand? I mean, I know he's good, but like.
Yeah,
I'd take him over Saquon. I'd probably take him over like Austin Eckler, but
especially now, like with Wentz having the foot issue already, like, you know, I understand that means that they're probably going to lean a little heavier on a run game, but in PPR, a solid run game doesn't really get you anything if you don't have a quarterback that's throwing to a running back as well. I don't. That's also why I'm not as high on Nick Chubb as what some people should be, because he doesn't get passes.
I think that there was a lot of hype around Jonathan Taylor last year, and I know that he had some solid games, but I think that the Colts were bad last year, right? Like, or were they?
They were middle of the road. I wouldn't say they were bad, but they didn't have a great year.
I think someone's spreading conspiracy about Jonathan Taylor. That way, somebody will slip. That started in somebody's work league, and now it's like a national thing. Like, Jonathan Taylor Forrest, probably smart.
If you remember back to,
I'm saying it's not smart because I don't understand.
if you remember back to the year before last, whenever the same thing happened with Derrick Henry, like whenever he kind of came out of nowhere, he came into the next year at a absolute, like, super high draft pick compared to what he was the year before. But he, instead of kind of falling down on it, he actually made himself better this last year. So who knows? Maybe you see an uptick in work. Jonathan Taylor becomes the star of this year, and he's 1-1 next year. But I don't see it in a committee.
Like I said, I think last year that there was a lot of hype around him. I don't know that he necessarily got to live up to that hype, and that hype is still continuing.
Yeah.
Now that everybody's good to go, like, they're in a better place, and so this is supposedly the good times.
Yeah.
But kind of looping all the way back to what you were talking about, a tight end, and then pairing that conversation with what we just had about running backs. If you get 8 or 9 in the draft and you don't love a running back, you've got to, like, go for a Kelce or Kittle, because you got to go with something that's going to get you for sure points.
I do agree with that.
Like, even if you took Patrick Mahomes, like, with the first round of the 8th pick, I know, you know, that's probably not going to happen, but it could, because if you don't get that running back you want, or a receiver that you really want, I mean, that can put up guaranteed 15, like, is their low, and then their ceiling is 30, you want to absolutely go for that.
So running backs going in that area, that, I mean, would you rather have these guys, or would you rather have Kelce, Jonathan Taylor, Eckler, Joe Mixon, Antonio Gibson, or Clyde? Like, those type of guys over.
I think Gibson's the one that I would argue for, but other than that, I'd take Kelce.
So Kelce over Eckler, Taylor, Mixon, and Clyde.
Yeah. Maybe not Clyde, just because I got a Chiefs sweet spot, but probably. But
you're taking Kelce over Clyde.
Then true. So, yeah, win-win. What are we talking about here? Fuck.
Now, that is one of those deals where you could really start, you know, trying to play the Chiefs meta, and you could potentially get Kelce at the back half of the first round and go Clyde in the second round. You know, just go back to back, take Kelce at 10, Clyde at 11. And then hope that whatever comes back to you on the third round is good enough to pick up, you know, the lost spots.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Chiefs super fan, that's what you're gonna do. But I don't think even McKenzie would take Edwards-Helaire and Kelce 10-11.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, the man with the Chiefs hat on.
Don't sleep on Clyde this year, man. He's
I'm just saying
they have legit. All these beat reporters coming out saying, oh, well, the Chiefs, you know, not all work's going to Clyde. Like, it's going all over the place. No, Clyde's the man. He's had an injury last year. He had one game that J-Bell was, like, on a cloud 9 and then kind of stunk the rest of the year. But,
yeah,
I think this is it for Clyde. I want him to be good so bad, so I'm like.
I mean, I would honestly like to see him do good too, because, you know, he is, and I liked watching him in college, and I think that it was great that the Chiefs got him. It's just one of those deals where the Chiefs offense is so wild that you can't focus on one player not named Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce.
I mean, Jared McKinnon,
Patrick Mahomes doing it by himself.
Jared McKinnon's on the team now, supposedly, like, getting some work in.
I don't trust anything that has Jared McKinnon's name in front of it. He's going to come out and make one play, and he's going to get hurt, man.
I don't know if he'll make the roster, honestly.
Yeah. Tim Tebow's situation all over again.
Darwin Thompson is supposedly the tandem back with Clyde right now, with beat reporters. I don't believe it, man. Like, I know they have a lot of design plays specifically for Clyde.
Yeah.
So I'm all in on him. Don't take him from me.
One thing that I will ask about Kelsey, or not ask about Kelsey, that I will say about Kelsey, is if he continues the traditional Travis Kelsey, you know, production that you've seen the last couple of years, you can comfortably take him in the first round and seal yourself pretty much for a tight end, or seal yourself for a wide receiver in your tight end slot. And then you can pick up someone like, let's say you were lucky enough to go 10 or draft from the 10 spot. You take Kelsey in the first round, and then you immediately back that up with DK Metcalf, just for an example.
In the second round?
In the second round, yeah.
Well, then you don't have a running back at all.
You make up points where you can get it, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. Are there any second round running backs that you would comfortably take it for your 11th pick?
Yeah, plenty.
All those that I just named: Eckler, yeah. Gibson, Jonathan Taylor, Joe Mixon.
I mean, Josh Jacobs could still be there. Chris Carson could be there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about like for your 11th pick.
Ezekiel Elliott might make it to the second round.
I don't think Zeke's going to make it out of the first.
He shouldn't. Because he's the guy. You got Tony Pollard, but by all accounts, Zeke's going to get the most feeds. It's not going to be that much of a committee, I wouldn't think.
I don't know that I'll do it, but this is the year that I would be comfortable drafting a tight end in the first round.
But two of them, right? Just Kittle or Kelsey.
I think I might like Darren Waller over Kittle
because in the first round,
because of his injury. Not in the first round.
I don't think Kittle goes first round.
So only tight end that would go first round is Kelsey.
Kelsey, yeah,
yeah. For sure. Kelsey is the tight end, and then like in my opinion, your third round guys are Kittle and Waller, and then after that it's just toss up, you know, pick whoever you want to pick.
Beer Cigarette chimes in the chat and says defense can either win you the game or lose you the game.
That is a famous quote made famous by yours truly.
Yeah, I'm sure Logan Wells loves that comment about
it. He does. I have heard it 1,000 times.
And speaking of that, Commissioner, what is the format this year for? Is it the exact same as last year? What are we working with?
I am not changing a single thing.
Okay, so one quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, and a flex.
Yep.
And then a defense, correct?
A defense. No kickers. Okay. I see no reason to change anything that we did last year. It was a great format. I thought it really evened out the playing fields.
Will you draft the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense in the first round this year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
If I'm drunk enough, yes, I will potentially draft Tampa Bay in the first round.
Beer Cigarette in our live stream here on twitch.tv, RaptorGG4, is asking about Kenyon Drake and how you feel about him this year playing out there with Josh Jacobs.
I think as a tandem to Jacobs, I think he's really good. But I think it's one of those deals where you're playing the upside on Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, I think that Josh Jacobs at the end of last year, I say this every year that at the end of a fantasy season, I'm going to write down notes about stuff. And then I think like, I don't need to do that. I'll remember. And I never do.
Yeah.
So it's a blur to me. I know that Jacobs had a rough stint last year. Mm-hmm. I know he had good games, but I know that he had the majority of them were not so good.
Yeah.
And I think that adding Kenyon Drake to the mix, which was the lead back in Arizona, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Also did not do so well. I think he was on Logan's team last year, maybe.
Yeah, I think he bounced around. I think he was on Luke's team for a little bit.
So now you have two backs that did some pretty okay.
Yeah, you got
two, now they're on the same team.
Subpar performances.
I want no part of any of that. Like, I don't. no, thank you.
So there you go, Beer Cigarette. There's your question. We won't be clicking on links.
I clicked it. It's a Rickroll.
Is it really?
I think he could. I think Kenyon Drake could be good for the Raiders. I don't think he's good for fantasy football.
I'd agree with that. I'd agree.
Yeah.
So moving on to the next topic, Lev Bell. Where does he play for? Because I know Logan is dying to know.
Man, there was a, I think there was a major Lev Bell conversation in the last podcast that we had because I got him for like,
I think there was
a dollar fab, and Logan was on here, and he's like, "You're gonna be disappointed," and I was like, "Nah, he did had a good game last week. It'll be fine." Well, you're right, Logan. I was disappointed. So wherever he goes, I'm gonna take Logan's. I'm now on that side. And I'm going to say that no one should like draft him at all. So
is he still on the Chiefs roster?
I'm not sure he's playing. Is he?
No, he's not. He's nowhere.
He's a free agent.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. Good for him.
Free agent. So what's the next topic? I kind of wrote a few things down. I don't know where I put my list at though.
You want to talk about Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks. Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's about to start in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I will watch that after we get on. Have y'all watched the first episode?
Yes.
That's what I was just about to say. I will let you guys discuss Hard Knocks and give me a reason to watch it. Because, you know, you guys all know me. I barely ever watch TV or any type of shows, and I have not seen it.
Well, you're going to need a HBO Max subscription. So
I'm using Logan's.
Yeah, or just use someone else's HBO Max subscription. I use my parents', so it's...
It's a solid show. I think it's a little bit dolled up, and you know, I think the players kind of put on a show. But it's fun to see behind the scenes. That's the whole allure to the show.
Yeah, I love Hard Knocks, man. It is I look forward to it every single year. I had this weird like proxy server thing happening with my HBO account, or I guess my parents' HBO account. And wasn't able to watch it, was super pissed, but finally was able to. I think that I have a new appreciation for Zeke than I did before. Honestly, used to think that he was just a clown, just kind of just a cocky asshole, you know, and just not really taking anything seriously, especially coming from like whatever those allegations were a couple years ago. And all that stuff from that, it just kind of feel like he handled that a little in an immature way. But this depiction of Zeke, I think he's grown up a little bit. His relationship with Dak is super cool. And I did not know that that was a thing. So, I mean, that's what I took away from it. He doesn't have his belly hanging out of his shirt anymore. He's not eating cereal after every play. Air cereal or whatever he's doing.
He's being more professional.
He really is. And I respect that. And I think that, I think he's got his head on a little bit better than he did.
And that's a good thing because he definitely needed that. I do agree with you that Zeke needed some growing up.
Yeah. So,
Hard Knocks is good. I'll watch it, you know, every week when it comes out at some point because it's good. You get to see shit you wouldn't see, you know, just on ESPN or on Sundays.
Yeah.
It's the Zeke and Dak show, honestly, is what it is. And with a little bit of Jerry Jones sprinkled in every now and then. And Mike McCarthy being grumpy. But
dude, Jerry Jones is crazy. Like I don't know if he even knows what year he lives in. Like just hearing him talk about shit, and he's just sitting in just like this old ass house, just fucking salting the hell out of that hamburger.
Oh my god! Yes,
he's just sitting there, salting it. Just like that's just some super old man shit.
How old is Jerry Jones?
106.
He's 78. 78. He's probably a great grandfather at this point. Great grandfather. So that's a new Luke on here. Big critique that I always hear of the Cowboys is Jerry Jones of having the owner and the general manager one and the same.
Yeah.
And having your general manager and your owner really, I mean, if your owner's that old, and I don't know if it really matters, but At the same time, though, I've never really looked that much into, you know, like the, I've never watched a press conference with Jerry Jones or anything, but I will say that from Hard Knocks, like he's a cognizant dude. Like he's not like, he's not.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's not like he's lost his mind.
No,
like
he's lost his mind.
Like he's lost his mind, but he's still all there. Like Jerry Jones is just crazy.
Yeah. He might have a dirt sandwich from time to time, but he's pretty normal. I don't know. That dude's wild. Blue pig though.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
So that was another thing is that as I came away from Hard Knocks, like, well, maybe Jerry Jones isn't a total, like, just old moron. I mean, you know, maybe he's – maybe he kind of still knows what he's doing.
I'll just be happy for hopefully just a normal year with fans and everything else. Sure.
Yeah, not seeing empty stadiums. And players trying to celebrate, you know, hop each other up.
I guess a little over a year ago, I guess we'd have had the first podcast from last season, and we talked about COVID, you know, being worried, you know, well, we hope this team we drafted plays, and it's crazy that we're still right in it. And it could be getting worse.
It amazes me that they freaking did it. Like just.
Yeah,
I mean, I was so nervous that we were going to have like 6 weeks of football, and then that was going to be it because with everything else shutting down and the way that everything was going this time last year, but they hammered it out.
They pulled it together. They did what they had to do.
Yeah, so it's more likely it could happen this year than last year.
You're not wrong, but let's I want to stray away from that. But
yeah,
just the fans, having fans has so much more of an impact on the game than some people would think. I think that a lot of a lot of the rookies last year did not experience a home field advantage of the other team in a full, like you go somewhere like Seattle or Arrowhead.
Yeah.
And that place is bumping the whole game like that. That's jarring.
I mean, it goes both ways. You know, there's a lot of rookies that didn't get to experience the home field advantage, and there's a lot of rookies that didn't get to experience the being the your away team.
The other side
disadvantage.
Yeah.
You know, as a rookie coming into, like you said, Arrowhead, if you're on the other team, and you've got a stadium that's just absolutely cranking out noise the entire time in the game, you're going to get rattled. And then they're only going to get more and more loud whenever you make a mistake.
You're going to get rattled, and there's a momentum aspect to it too, to that momentum that builds after a big play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there. Like, you know, the bench is going nuts or whatever, but a big play happens, and then suddenly your ears are ringing is very different than – like a big play happens and like echoes over in the corner.
Yeah.
Good job, bud.
Yeah. There's a speaker sitting behind the bench that's recapping the broadcast.
It completely changes the, how the game is too. If you play, if you're used to playing in front of thousands of fans screaming and yelling and you go to an empty stadium, that's just changing the whole atmosphere of the game.
Some of these teams have more fans at training camp right now than they did for actual games last year.
Yeah. It'd be like in golf, going from telling the fans they can just cheer the whole time. It'd be a completely different atmosphere for the players.
For sure.
You're going from this to that.
So it's going to be – it's a different game this year with people in the stadium.
I agree.
It's been a neat social experiment, but I'm ready for it to end.
Well – how long have we been live? 40 minutes or so?
Yeah.
About probably closer to 30.
I would say that what we need to cover next on the agenda is one that you had wrote down yourself, and that being, where the hell is Scary Harry?
Oh, yeah. He's he's on Valium, so he's chilling out. Because
sure, that was much needed.
he's just kind of hanging out.
So I'm not sure if he'll make an appearance this year. He's like, he's a couple outbursts away from dying. Like if one outburst gets too bad, he could die. Like if, you know, if the
heart rate reaches about 215 and he croaks out.
Like if his first round pick gets hurt in the first game of the season, like, I mean, it's not plausible to think that he could just like get so high he goes to the moon with Jeff Bezos and then stays up there.
Jeffrey Bezos.
But that kind of answers that.
Is that his goal to make it to the moon with Jeff Bezos? And
scary, scary here. He's trying to get to the moon. That's where he's going to retire.
How much how much cryptocurrency does Scary Harry have?
Last I checked, he had $7.8 billion. So,
that Doge.
That could probably get him there.
Scary Harry was on crypto when Apple released their first computer. I think the more I think about it, it's like
Harry is cryptocurrency.
I get I really feel like the whole Gollum, Smeagol, Lord of the Rings thing. Like I think that's like me and Scary Harry. Like I look in the mirror, I'll look in the mirror, and Scary Harry will just start fucking yelling.
I can get you a dissociative identity disorder diagnosis and get you some real meds.
Ooh. Sweet.
That sounds like it hurts.
What's your favorite Scary Harry catchphrase from over the years?
Oh man, I wish I had a soundboard going. I'd play it for you right now.
All of them.
I can't do it.
I'm trying to think of. I'm trying to think. I know he said some zingers.
It's the "I'm so mad I can't talk right now." I wish I could play it right now, but I can't because I don't have the soundboard set up.
Oh, I'm so goddamn mad I can't even fucking talk.
There's another one that I have clipped somewhere in my files where it's just he's just broken. Or he's trying to say something. He's like,
it's the whole Scary Harry reboot.
I have that on a loop somewhere, and it's incredible. And I
that's one of those where it's like the second take, and it's either just fucking go crazy, or you have to start over another time. You're like, nope, fuck that, not starting over today.
Oh man, Scary Harry. Oh man, I'm sure he'll make an appearance and draft some good players. In about 2 weeks.
Speaking of drafting players, did we really get to touch much on cabin hype?
No, not too much ever. But I think everyone's ready.
New cabin this year, new location.
It's
a whole lot more room.
Man,
I just hope we didn't get catfished like by the photos or nothing stupid. Like the place is going to be like a dump or some shit, you know.
Judging by what I've seen in the community, I don't think that I don't think that place is a dump, and it's got like thousands and thousands of positive reviews.
Yeah, what's the swimming going to be like? You think
it's going to be a lake,
warm lake water.
It is. I don't know if Grisberry Lake is that warm though.
If it's hot, it's warm.
What's the water moccasin population at Grisberry Lake specifically for Jordan Clark?
You'll be good.
Probably 7-1, if I had to guess.
Yeah, better than the gray or the river.
No, I was saying 7 moccasins to 1 human.
7 moccasins to 1 human.
Damn.
You will not catch me. Catch me in that lake.
There's going to be 70 water moccasins at the cabin then.
From what you can see from the pictures, like it's open lake in front of the cabin. So it's not like we're camped on, or we're going to be, you know, camping in some little cove on a creek bank that's, you know, 5 foot deep water. Like this goes straight out into the main body of the lake. So
I think it'll be more spacious and practical and easier, but I think the old cabin will have had like the better view. Like it's tucked off in the mountains and or on the side of a mountain. Well, this place might be fucking better. So, who knows? But we'll fucking find out pretty soon.
I don't know, man. I just know that I have a 3-week-old baby, and I'm either gonna sleep this whole time or not sleep at all. So,
Kenzie's gonna make it out there and just go to sleep.
It's hit or miss right now, man. I don't know whether to sleep or not sleep anymore. So,
he's gonna go out there and take 2 beers and just be out for like 10 hours.
Yeah.
Wake up and just be ready to rage.
I'm ready to cut loose. It's been well needed.
Are we really looking at Kenyon Drake 2020 highlights?
we were earlier. I was just about to turn on some, let's see here.
There were some Super Bowl highlights there earlier that were making me really sad.
Look up some Zeke Elliott.
Some Zeke Elliott highlights.
Raptors Godly. Appreciate that.
Very nice of them to say.
Quite nice.
So we've covered kind of a recap about all we're going to do. Shit. What else is on the list? I mean, we covered everything. Is that the first podcast? There's a whole lot to talk about. We're kind of rambling.
I mean it's just kind of, we briefly discussed the end of last year. We touched on draft potential. And we touched on preseason hype going up into
it. It's kind of like when you're in ninth grade and you were taught how to write a paragraph. You kind of got your intro and your body and then your little summary at the end. So you're kind of.
And we didn't overly use the word the.
What do you think? What is y'all's crutch word? Is it y'all ever catch yourself doing
probably
that?
I'm
more of a instead of
I'm a firm believer when editing podcasts that you leave all that in. I don't like it when they cut all that out. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
Who is this? Is this a suspect in the chat?
I don't know if this is a suspect or not.
Is this one of our own?
I don't think it is.
Who the fuck is Austin Matthews?
Maybe we ought to find out.
Austin Matthews, these nuts.
Austin Matthews is a professional ice hockey center and alternative captain for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I mean, you kind of do look like him. Dude's not lying.
Honestly, 100%.
Let's get some 100%. Austin Matthews in the chat.
What the fuck?
Listen, at one point he had a mustache. I think you need to grow one out. You probably really, really.
You got it. I didn't see any trolling going on there.
This is a true compliment, is what that is.
Well, damn, my guy.
How many teeth does Austin Matthews have?
Yeah. I mean, unless you think he's ugly, then fuck you. But
see, that's what happens whenever you're not a hockey fan. You just don't.
Man, don't I know wish a whole I was lot a about hockey fan.
I wish I was too, because I do like watching hockey clips. I just can't make myself watch an entire.
Tried following the St. Louis Blues for the longest time, and keeping up with other sports and also new sports is not difficult. So,
we used to have y'all remember the Riverblades?
Yeah, man.
Oh, God, yeah. Dude.
Back in the day, right when my parents were straight out of the divorce, you know that
straight out of
the Riverblades, straight out of the divorce, the Riverblades. Like we're going to dad's. We was going with his buddy and his kids to Riverblades games. That shit was fun as fuck.
Arkansas Riverblades.
I remember going to watch Arkansas Travelers all the time.
Thanks for the follow, my guy. What is this?
Dominic CF.
Dominic CF. Appreciate that. Welcome in.
Oh, the Twisters. You should up the old local arena football.
Yep.
Yeah. What are we doing at this point?
This the podcast has kind of gone off the rails.
Listen, I'll say I've passed the reins. Having a baby makes my podcast hosting unpredictable. You've done an incredible job here tonight, Raptor GG.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll get better with it. At first, we kind of had to get rolling because we hadn't done this in a while, so it took a minute to get the conversation going, but we'll be good. And
many months.
So we'll wrap the podcast audio up there. Stream's going to keep going, but thank y'all for watching. First episode, listening to the Burgundy Blues here with McKenzie and Cold Dog.
look like Jason Kelsey without the glasses.
That's the best compliment you're ever going to get in your life.
You're damn right. You're not the first person to mention that either. I went to a Kansas City game wearing a Travis Kelsey jersey. Kind of looked like a practice squad version of Jason Kelsey.
That was in our live stream here on Twitch. If you're listening to the podcast, we had a Cold Dogger boy kind of looks like Jason Kelsey. So that's some context for that. But that'll wrap up the audio. Thank y'all for listening to the podcast. Have a great time. We'll be back after the draft to talk about it. Have a good one. Goodbye.
See ya.